Bishop's College School puts on two plays a year, and Dan Ray, who teaches theater at Bishop's School, is at 88.9 The Cube today, and he's going to tell us about the first play that will be taking place shortly. It's a Christmas story, a Christmas comedy. Welcome to CJMQ.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
So tell us about this play, A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story has become something of a Christmas classic for many people. The movie came out 30 years ago this year, and it has grown in popularity like a lot of good movies, and has become something of an annual rite for many people. There is a stage play based upon the movie, and that's what we're going to be opening next week. The play is called A Christmas Story, just like the movie.
So how many students actually will be taking part in this?
Well, with cast and crew, it's quite a big crew for us. We usually have somewhere from 10, 12, 15, something like that, but we're up around 25 for this show, including for the first time actors from three other different schools in the neighborhood. We have a young man, David Robb, who's at Galt, and he's signed on to be part of the play. We have a young lady, Sterling Hamilton, who's currently at LES, because she's playing the younger brother. And playing the older man is Graham Buchanan, who's a first-year acting student over at BU.
So that sounds like quite a lineup there.
Yeah, it's my roots have been in community theater, and I like to sort of think of this as maybe a bit of community theater as well. Mm-hmm. But we do have a lot, of course, of BCS students in there as well. Michelle Razadescu is a local girl who is wonderful in the role of the mother. And Paul Kassar, who starred in our show last spring, he's back in his second play, and he's very good as the old man.
Well, it sounds pretty good. Now, when is this going to start?
We open for the general public next Wednesday, November 27th. That's an 11 a.m. matinee, and if people want to come to that one, they can get tickets by phoning the school. The evening shows, however, are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 28, 29, and 30.
And so that's next week?
Mm-hmm. Next week. And mm-hmm. the shows, as usual, those for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday start at 7:30 in the evening.
Mm-hmm. And how long is the performance?
Oh, the performance, the running time is about 2 hours and 10 with a short intermission in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
We have a display, too, because the show takes place in the 50s and includes a lot of references to things that people won't know about. Things like Ovaltine, it used to be a big deal. But
right. Younger people wouldn't remember that, probably, or wouldn't know about that, I should say.
Younger people wouldn't remember it, perhaps, and things like Roy Rogers is referred to, because mm-hmm. the story is about a little boy who wants a Red Ryder BB gun,
mm-hmm.
and that's what he wants for Christmas. And so his heroes are cowboys, and they include Roy Rogers and Hoplon Cassidy, and not mm-hmm. everybody knows
no.
those guys now.
No.
So we've got a lobby display with a bunch of artifacts from the 50s.
Oh,
and,
really?
And we're hoping that the kids can, the young people will, I hope, get a kick out of looking at some of these things.
And with their parents or with an older person.
I hope the older folks as well will be able to look and say, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. It's something to share, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, that's nice. So this can be seen before the performance?
This is going to be out in the lobby.
In the lobby, okay.
And we've got a few things. We've got, for example, Texaco oil is referred to.
Yes.
And if anybody who has been around for a while, you know that Texaco used to have three different grades of oil, of gasoline, the mm-hmm. Fire Chief, Strato Chief, I think, and Super Chief, something
right,
like that.
Yes.
I'm talking to the guys at Ward's Garage, and believe it or not, in the 50s, they used to be a Texaco station. And so Ricky gave me a can of Texaco oil that goes way, way, way back to the 50s. That'll be out there.
Wow.
But we have other more interesting things as well.
Mm-hmm,
that's just one of those little things that people have a look at. And Ricky was really proud to be able to give it to me.
I can imagine. Wow, that's really neat. Now, the tickets, to reserve tickets, how does that work?
You can reserve tickets by calling the school
okay.
at 819-566-0227.
So whereabouts will the performance take place?
Performance takes place at the R. Lewis Evans Memorial Theater, which is right inside Bishop's College School. Mm-hmm. Most folks will know where that is. Mm-hmm. Bishop's College School is on Moulton Hill in Lenoxville.
Right.
And you can easily find your way there. The theater is a lovely 90-seat black box theater. If you mm-hmm. haven't been there, you really ought to. It's mm-hmm. it's quite something for a high school to have, and I'm mm-hmm. very proud to be able to work there. But the shows will take place at the school, at Bishop's College School.
And parking isn't a problem? Is it easy to park?
It's usually pretty easy to park. There's okay. It's kind of casual parking around the front of the school.
Okay. 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 Well, thank you so much for coming in to tell us about this. We've been speaking with Dan Ray, who teaches theater at Bishop's College School. And this is a Christmas story, which will begin again what day?
It starts for the general public on Wednesday, November 27 at 11 a.m. and then continues Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week at 7:30 p.m.
And so it's something that should not be missed, right?
Get your tickets now.
And what is the price for the tickets?
Tickets are $10, and you can reserve seating by calling that number.
And that number again is 819-566-0227. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.